It's bad enough to be forced to run for your life. Many Syrians experience that on a daily basis, fleeing an attack from one side or the other in the civil war. Now imagine not being able to run when an attack comes. That's what happened to Thayer Bilal. When his village near Aleppo was bombarded, he watched through a window as neighbors ran down the street for safety. He couldn't join them because he's wheelchair-bound. Bilal describes what happened through an interpreter.
I crawled on the floor to the bathroom. Since we were children, they taught us the bathroom is the safest place in the house. So I stayed there for a while. I can't tell you how long it was, but it felt very long until the shelling quieted down. I feel that fear and death surround me. There was nowhere for me to go. And I'm staying and I remain scared. And since then, I get this fear attack, panic attack that makes me shake like a leaf. And I just sit and wait for death to come by. I have since left my village, and now I'm homeless. I feel lost, and I don't know what to do. I can't describe you in words my state of fear, being afraid for my life, being afraid of the next attack, being afraid of the next Syrian Air Force assault, and there is nothing I can do.
Bilal's interview first aired as part of the BBC World Service program Outlook. Chavya Ali was also interviewed on the program. She contracted polio as a child in Aleppo, and like Bilal, she's now in a wheelchair. In 2004, Ali created an organization that fights for the rights of people with disabilities in Syria. She now lives in Sweden, but she says her friends still in Syria have suffered because of the war.
I know more than 25 of my friends with disability. They faced what SARS faced, and some of them lost their life at the end of the attacks.
That's Chavya Ali, a Syrian disability rights activist. She spoke with the BBC's Outlook program about what it's like for disabled people trying to cope with Syria's civil war.